When was the bakery open from?
Oh, it's been in the family a good many years. I couldn't honestly tell you. In the 19th century.
And when did it close?
It was 40 years ago. So, say 1975, in that region.
And it was your family that always ran it?
My parents run it. And my mother's parents run it previously.
And what was the family? Was it always Valentine?
Halford.
Halford.
Yeah.
Right. And so tell me about these two ovens. They were fired, weren't they?
Did you ever use those two trays that you had?
Yes. Yes.
No,
I've been making my my French baguettes with them.
Yeah.
What's it called that you gave to me? Oh, I've forgotten the name now. I've gone blank. The peel that you gave to me.
Oh, yeah,
the peel head.
The peel head,
yes. Yeah, yeah. I've been restoring that, so that looks fantastic. Yeah, it's my breadboard at the moment.
Yeah. But what's the peel head? I looked at it. What wood is it made of?
Well, it's just a wooden
peel head. Which wood is it?
No, I couldn't tell you that.
It's obviously a hard wood. I'd look at it.
Yeah.
So tell me about these. These are coal. Were they coal or were they wood?
Yeah, no. Coal ovens. And they were fired around the back here. Well, that would move down.
That's quite interesting because upstairs from here. No, David, I'll move those. Hang on. I don't think we can get it open.
What about the one at the other end? Is that open?
I'll try that. That's the fire hop in there.
Yeah.
That's a water tank.
Oh, right, water tank as well, right.
Water tank there. Right. Fire bath there. Ashes and everything down there.
Yeah.
And that's the old clinkering peel for the fire bobs.
Yeah. So the water tank, was that for domestic use or is it just for here in the bakery?
Yeah, for here in the bakery. It used to have a bath upstairs.
Yeah.
Which we'll get to.
Yeah.
Yes, that's fantastic. The bath upstairs is amazing. This is great fun. So how many loaves of bread would you make in this bakery at a weekend?
This used to be in the middle here somewhere, with a big bench, and it's a moulding machine.
This is a 1950s moulding machine.
Yeah.
And this Gilbert machine over here,
been there a lifetime.
And that's where you mix the flour?
Yeah, with the yeast, salt and water.
And how many loaves of bread would you make in here for a weekend?
Well, both these ovens would be full, and this would hold about 240 loaves, and the other one about 200.
That's fantastic. So
that was a molding machine. And it used to be a bench here, and we used to have these long peels, bring the bread out, and drop on here, and have it all sorted.
Mm-hmm.
And as I showed you, the peels were laid across the top here.
The racks are still there.
Yeah.
Is this similar to your bakery?
No, it's very different. But you know, because this is a much bigger scale. Mine's mostly a long straight thing with a Scotch oven with a firebox just the left hand side. But similarly, you know, because you obviously with a commercial bakery, you've got to be able to keep firing it, haven't you?
It's not
a one off like a pizza oven. You've got to keep things to temperature.
Yeah. And we used to store the coal down the bottom of the yard there. You used to have about 20 ton coming at a time.
Yeah.
David, tell me about the flour. You milled it here as well. There's a mill.
No.
You didn't mill it, you just stored
it
here.
No, Haygates or Bogrup.
Oh, Haygates.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Right, that's
where I'm studying my Haygates,
Bogrup. So, well, I know that their mill has been there since about 10... this was a shop here.
You've got to look in here.
Oh, sorry.
David's just opening the oven.
This is very dirty, but when it was in use, we used to have a long mop with a sack on the end.
Yeah.
And soaked in water.
I've seen
it. And it used to go in and swing all round both ways, and that was in there, it was as clean as could be. Well, because that's all dropped there, but you can poke your nose in, have a look.
Poke your nose in.
I have to tell you, mine was
actually
very
wide as well.
I had to get inside it and clean it.
You're thinking like Hansel and Gretel, are you?
Yours is even lower.
Yeah. People from London came down if we had problems with a brick out there. roof dropping.
Yeah.
I'd go in there on a, you know, say a sledge or something, the back, on the back side, and
fix it. And would there be like engineering bricks?
Yeah.
Fired, haven't they?
That's wonderful. So how far all around did you deliver the loaves of bread to, David?
Pittsford, Brampton, Brixworth.
They were your three villages? And they were your three villages?
Yeah.
Were there other bakeries?
Every other day.
Right, and were there other villages around that had bakeries?
Majority had bakeries years ago.
Did Brixworth have a bakery then?
And years ago, but that ceased before we did.
Right, and what about Creighton and...
Oh, well, I didn't get that far. But nearly virtually every village had a bakery.
And did you all know each other as bakers?
Yeah, more or less, yeah.
Should we have a look upstairs? It's quite interesting.
Ray Tarry in Bowton. Thorley in Stratton.
Oh, Saul's was a bakery?
Thorley.
Saul's is the baked butcher.
No, not Saul's, no.
Right, Thorley.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, she's going up the ladder. In actual fact, probably...
We'll meet you.
We'll meet you at the other end. We're going up the other way. Right, we're just going past the shop here, through the house. I know the way. What's that, David? That's where the flour went down.
That went straight into the mixing machine. Yeah.
How many tons of flour did you have delivered here?
Oh, there was 10 stone sacks in other words, 140 pounds in a sack.
I bet they were both strapping lads that carried those in.
And we had about every fortnight about 30 bags.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And the hooks that are on the wall in there?
Yeah, that, as I told you the other day, the butcher, Bates's, Brixworth.
Yeah, and used to hang his hams in here.
As we all know, meat was treated differently in those days. And they used to bring it down to us, flitches, sausage, pigs, whatever. And they used to hang it on these hooks.
Oh, wow.
Because it was hot in here.
Yeah.
The heat.
Yeah, the heat coming up.
Used to dry. Yeah, they were salted and everything.
Yeah, Jordan.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they all up along there on these hooks. And of course, we supplied them with flour, whatever you say wanted. I bought pies and.
Yeah.
Hang the meat in here from the local butchers.
Oh, I see, right. Yeah.
That's absolutely amazing.
To Dickie Valentine, remember him?
Absolutely amazing. We've been looking at the bath that David used to bath in, and I'm standing in his bedroom here from when he was a boy.
The transport flour lorries would come along, and these strong boys would carry it up on the shoulder.
Would they?
Yeah.
So I was looking to see if you've got a crane or anything. You've not got a crane.
Just, no crane, just no nothing.
Yeah.
Stack them here.
Yeah.
Three high.
Right.
And there'd be about four lines of them.
Yeah.
And probably, about 30 in a row.
What weight of bag is it?
10 stone.
140 pounds.
Can I ask you a question, David? The bakery has been shut now for 41 years.
40 years.
Would you love to see it opened again?
It'd be nice, but the work involved would be too much.
And he's a young man, does it?
Very much so. Yeah, you could cope with it then. As I told you on the deliveries around Brixworth, you used to leave here 11 o'clock in the morning and got back half past seven at night. You know, three times a week. And again on Saturday, part of it, because I couldn't do it all in one day on Friday.
Well, we're very privileged to have you as a neighbour, and thank you very much for showing us around.
Yes, no problem. No problem, yeah.